Hello, welcome to Lion of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're doing this topic or the subject on prayer, your foundation to success, and we're doing today the personal fast. This is part 12 from the 17-part series. The personal fast is a fast that's not announced to everyone or anyone except God. It's usually done because of a specific reason or goal in mind. For example, salvation of a loved one, or to receive salvation or revelation, fellowship with God. It has two levels of reward, from man or from God. Jesus spoke of the personal fast in Matthew chapter 6, verses 16 to 18. Reading from verse 16, "Moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they display their faces that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily or truly I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint your head and wash your face, that you appear not unto men to fast, but unto the Father which is in secret. And the Father which sees in secret shall reward you openly." Jesus did not say if, but when you fast. If you publicize your spirituality, you'll exchange the reward of God for the reward of man. Their esteem becomes your only reward. We are not to make our fasting obvious. As we fast in secret, God rewards openly. That reward is the thing that you first motivated you to fast. Whatever it is, establish it by faith and proclaim it before you enter into the fast. Expect to receive it. God will see in secret and you will receive openly. Fasting is not a punishment from God to teach you. He teaches through the Word of God and through the Holy Spirit. Jesus bore our chastisement in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. Before we enter into fasting, it's a very good idea to go to God and proclaim what you're fasting for. When you proclaim it in faith, believe that you receive it before you even have it. When you proclaim it to God, God steps in and gives you the ability to go through that fasting time. When we don't proclaim it before God, we just do it of our own strength, it will fail. We need God and His anointing and His Holy Spirit to help us go through that fasting time. And then as we go through the fasting time, it's somewhat easier. And also remember that a personal fast is not for everyone outside to know that you're doing it. As I've just said recently in this tape, is that we are to proclaim the fast, and we are also to make sure we don't look like we're fasting. Thank you for being with me through this topic today. The next topic coming up is the fast God has chosen, and that's part 13 from the 17-part series. Thank you, and God bless.